3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. It's toasty. I mean, it's 97, but not awful. Believe it or not, the humidity is relatively low, although we've got thunderstorms coming in, and it will be what it will be. You know, it's hysterical. I'm listening to Charles Pyle. Charles, as you know, is our news director, news anchor in the afternoon, just a rock solid real journalist, like the real deal. So we're very, very fortunate to have him on the team in general and on this program in particular. But I'm listening to the news report there. At the same time, I'm actually reading a story about the ACLU of Virginia announcing that they are, let me say, he said, investigate. They're going to investigate ICE. Hey, dear ACLU, go to hell. Sincerely, everyone. God, what a useless, reprehensible organization the ACLU is today in the year 2025. Has it always been this? Well, I suppose it depends who you would ask. There was certainly a time in my life where I looked at the ACLU and I thought, you know, you've got to defend everyone's right to speak freely. I believe that to my core. To my core. I love that First Amendment. And I think everyone has got the right to speak freely. I encourage it. I cherish that right. And that is what was at the center of the ACLU's activities in the past, defending free speech, defending the rights of people who said absolutely despicable, ugly, vile, disgusting things. They defended the rights of the Nazis to march in Skokie, Illinois. Horrible group of human beings. One of whom, by the way, the leader, Frank Collin was the name he used then. I don't know. Number one, I don't know if he's still alive. And if he is, what name he uses now. Because he had, how do you phrase this? He had some negative interaction with law enforcement. That whole really being fond of kids thing didn't quite work out for him the way he thought it was. But nonetheless. The ACLU defended the right of the Nazis to march in Skokie. Why was it so important to the Nazis to march in Skokie? Because Skokie, Illinois, at the time, had one of the largest concentrations of survivors of the Holocaust. The Nazis were determined to march in the streets of Skokie so that people who had escaped the real Nazis would have to look at this collection of misfits and hear them screaming, you know, Hitler didn't finish the job. I don't know. It was all sorts of terrible stuff. It was also my first real look at the ugliness of the real world at times. Because I took a school bus. I was 12, 13, something like that. And there were a group of us. We traveled from Philadelphia. It was part of a group. We traveled out to Skokie, Illinois. My parents were either crazy or they understood my passion on this, but they let me go. And a hellacious ride, let me tell you. It's not like one of these beautiful limousine coach things. No, this was a school bus. But I went. And I hated the ACLU at that time. I really did. Hated them. Hated them with a passion. I hated Alan Dershowitz at that time, because Alan was one of the guys on the front lines defending the rights of the Nazis to speak freely. And years later, well, you know, I mean, Alan Dershowitz pops on the up on this program on a pretty regular basis. I've shared this story with him, and he's laughed. He's, yeah, you know what? You're in good company. My mother hated me. Good for her. But he understood why I hated what he was doing. Believe me, I didn't actually hate. Well, like maybe at the time, because I was a kid, I probably did hate him. But I hated what he was doing. And he said, it's okay. You know, I'm all good. I just happen to believe in that Constitution. Problem is, the ACLU no longer believes in the Constitution. The problem is that the ACLU has become what many had accused it of being all along, and that is kind of a communist front, socialist front, progressivist front group. Because you take a look at what they do now, there's no defense of free speech. None. They're not interested in that. So this idea that they do not want law enforcement officers engaging in law enforcement activities, I'm telling you right now, you can blow it out your rear end there, ACLU. Full steam ahead for the folks of ICE. I can't believe they showed up at a courthouse. Guess what happens at courthouses all the time? People get arrested. You know why? Because court records are all public. Everybody knows who's going into the courthouse. And diligent law enforcement personnel, who may have outstanding warrants for certain people, take a look at those things. You know what happens with bad guys? They have a tendency to do bad things over and over and over again. This is not out of the realm of the impossible or even the unusual. It quite literally happens every single solitary day all across America. I don't know if it happens elsewhere. I have no idea. I don't know if the court dockets are public in Australia, or I don't know. So I can't tell you what they do there. But I can tell you, the United States, you have entire units that are warrant units. And you know what they do? Well, they serve warrants, obviously. I always wanted to get on the warrant unit in Philadelphia. God, what a good deal that was. It was, you just did warrants. You just went out and you got bad guys. You served the warrants on the bad guys, took the bad guys away. It was actually a pretty good deal. But anyway, I thought it was good duty, but I never did get into the warrant squad. This, however, is not unusual. This is my point. So let's see. What is her name? Mary Bauer is the spokesflack for the ACLU of Virginia. And let me share it with you, because she gave this to Channel 8. Quote, "The right to access the courts is a fundamental one because all of the rights depend on it. But Virginians who rely on the protection of the courts will be forced to go without it if ICE's presence means Virginia courthouses are no longer safe." Hey, Mary, I got news for you. The courthouses are safer now because additional criminals were arrested. They were taken away. These people won't be able to go to court. Why are they going to court in the first place? Outstanding criminal charges. Wow. Mary Bauer of the ACLU says, quote, "We won't let our judicial system be corrupted into a despotic mechanism for masked men to disappear Virginians. ICE doesn't keep us safe. We do." I don't want you to take it the wrong way, ma'am, but you're not keeping anybody safe. You're not doing anything that is good in this. We don't want to corrupt the judicial system. Yeah, you do. At this point, I would dare say that the entire mission of the ACLU is to corrupt the judicial system. Masked men. You mean ICE agents? Why is it that some of the ICE agents are wearing those gaiters, the face things? You know why? Because there has been an organized effort on the part of TDA and MS-13 and other criminal enterprises to dox every agent and their families with the mission to kill them. So I really am perfectly okay if they decide to cover up just a little bit. I mean, it gets chilly in the courthouse. ICE doesn't keep us safe. We do. No, you're not keeping anybody safe, ma'am. Except for criminals. And I don't know what has happened to the ACLU. I don't know if this Mary Bauer lady has always been advocating on behalf of the criminal element, or if this is a new thing. No idea. Don't care. I want the law to be followed. Period. End of story. That's all. 8 News says it continues to investigate information about those detained by ICE at the courthouse. Investigate? What are you investigating? Really? Who at 8 News is, quote, investigating? What is the investigation? You want to find out who's being held? All right, well, that's fine. I guess that technically would be investigating. make it sound like they've taken out their Sherlock Holmes hat and their magnifying glass, and they're going to be walking around the courthouse down there in Chesterfield looking for clues. You know, if I were you, I would call him Blue, because Blue's Clues are the way to go. That's what I think. Anyway, we got a lot of great stuff coming up this afternoon. The media equalizer, Brian Maloney, is going to be along. He'll be here at 3:35. My friend Ryan Hudson. Ryan is a member of the Board of Supervisors up here in Hanover County. I want to talk to him a little bit about the possibility of this water authority, regional water commission sort of thing. And I want to know about the pay raises up here. The Hanover County Board of Ed gave themselves a 100% pay increase. They doubled their salaries. And I think that's pretty good if you can do it. That's not bad. And then Rob Chadwick. God, Rob is such a... You would talk about some guy who is just all over it. One of the best of the best. Rob is that guy. Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, now with the United States Concealed Carry Association. And, you know, Rob joins us on a pretty regular basis. But the whole thing right now, whether you're your church or your synagogue or your mosque or your temple, I don't know, whatever the terminology is in your particular faith, is it safe? Is it safe? Rob is going to address that with us as we head through the afternoon. And don't you go anywhere, because just a moment from now, I have a gigantic announcement. And I'm not, no, Jerem, I'm not giving you any tip-offs. I am looking right now at this new computer laptop screen. And even though Jeremy is not featured, I can feel his presence. No, Jerem, I'm not going to tell you before I tell everybody else. So just be patient, my friend. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.